BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Hi, we're back. Have you missed us? It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. All the best bits of today's show without the music. It's freshers season, so we give one Exeter Uni student the initiation that she truly deserves to make a real impression as a new student. Also, Bangers is back, me versus Chris, and we've got a holiday park entertainer. He can do everything. DJ, magic, sing. Also, there's a listener from Chicago who wants help from the Scott Mills Travel Agency. It's finally been set up. This is the job I would have done if radio didn't work out.
Yeah, it's true. Basically, and you'll learn about this in the podcast, Scott is very good at sorting holidays. He is like a sort of unofficial travel agent. And we explored that a little bit.
Also, you hear it said a lot, but can you actually get pregnant from someone's voice? We want to test it out. Thank you, Darren in Leeds, for welcoming us back. Also, Kev's been on, and Rich in Brum saying, welcome back, guys. Hope you had a good holiday away together. We do the radio together every day, but we don't... Well, we have done, but we don't always go away together.
No.
It's not like an Eamon and Roof situation where we work hard, play hard.
Yeah, but do you think that is the case with them?
They definitely go on holiday together, but they're married.
Yeah.
And they work together as well.
Yeah, fair point, yeah.
You know I can't say no.
What have you done now?
Classic example last week. I just need to... You think by now, like, you know, at this time of life, I'd be able to say no to people. I can't do it. So I went for a haircut last week in Dubai, right? Really nice man, sits me down. Decent haircut, okay? So, and then he says to me, hair spa? And I'm like, okay.
It sounds lovely.
But what's a hair spa? Anyway, I'm putting these on my Instagram now. If you can tell me what he's doing to my hair, it's on my story, Real Scott Mills.
So you just did it out of awkwardness. You're like, yeah, give me the hair spa.
Yeah, but then he put stuff on my face. And then, you know those like massive, what are those things that old ladies have on their heads?
Oh, like the big curling perm thing.
No, not the silver foil or the perm. Like it's like a big kind of dome thing over your head.
Mm.
And then it started steaming. And I was like, is my hair going to be green or what?
It's a hair spa, yeah.
If you know what a hair spa is, let me know. I was in there literally 3 hours because I couldn't say no. And then he was like, you want massage as well? I was like, I've got to go have dinner.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says he's ripping you off. That's what he's doing. Yeah, I mean, it did feel that he saw me coming a little.
Also, I think what he's done there is called it a hair spa to make it sound like something more extravagant than perhaps it was.
But then he's putting stuff on my face and that as well. Anyway,
you've got to stop doing this. Just stop saying yes.
I know.
Without knowing what you're saying yes to.
Right. My boyfriend was like, why would you do that? I was in there like 3 hours. I was sending him the pictures that are now on my Instagram story. He's like, just run. I was like, I can't. I've got yellow stuff on my hair.
One. Scott Mills.
I was at a wedding at the weekend.
Okay.
And it was lovely. Big shout out to Gus and Maya who got married. Like, good friends of mine.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for all your comments about the hair spa. People are saying that I just wanted to come on air and said that I had a hair spa. I didn't.
What? Just to show off?
I had a hair spa. Well, what did you do last week?
Yeah.
Tell me about the wedding.
Well, exactly. Someone's doing very well. Yeah, so I was at this wedding, and what I love about weddings is they're always a good party, but they always seem to start... Well, they always do. They start so respectful, so smart. Everyone's wearing their clothes. Everyone's looking lovely. And by the end of it, it's a next-level situation.
Wait. Everyone's wearing their clothes. That happens throughout the duration of all the weddings that I've been to.
You know what I mean, though? Suits, ties, everyone's smart, everyone's looking beautiful, everyone's looking their very best.
And then the shirts come open a bit and the ties come off and the shoes come off.
This is it. And slowly, people do remove their clothes. And the wedding I was at the weekend, the guy just started getting completely naked to this one particular song. It's like this song started playing and I noticed 3 or 4 people started to remove their clothes.
Hang on, I saw this on your Instagram, did I?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I actually put those videos up.
So,
but yeah, and this dude, right, this song is going like this and I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute, only 2 hours ago we were all stood outside having these nice polite photos on the lawn. Everyone was talking in a slightly posher way because it was a wedding, you know. And next thing, this guy's turned around and one of the other groomsmen's grabbed his boxes and then just flung them down. And this guy was happy as anything.
Then I believe that I did see, you did put this on your stories. I saw a man or a couple of men desperately trying to struggle to pull the pants back up there.
Oh yeah, and then the song finished. When it gets to this point, it's all a bit awkward. But I guess what I wanted to know is, like, for me it felt like a real escalation at a wedding, and I assume these escalations do happen quite a lot.
Did you say that it was 2 hours after the photos?
I'd say, like, yeah, two, three hours maybe.
Well,
yeah,
he really overcranked it quite quickly.
But you do, don't you? It was awesome to this song, to be fair. To this particular song, it was actually magnificent to sing.
Sorry, what, I've never heard a wedding play this.
But if you slap this song down at a wedding, is the thing to do to get naked?
Let us know. 81199, maybe it's something we don't know about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, interesting. Mark is an ex-squaddy. On his wedding day, there were more people naked than clothed.
Yeah. I just love how it changes so much. I think it's the fact that it is so respectful. And to get from that to a stage where people are getting naked, it's just a wonderful, wonderful change in sort of turning in events, you know?
Yeah. A wedding planner has been on saying they've never even heard that song played at a wedding and they go to a lot. But then we've got Mark from York, who lived and worked in a five-star hotel in Cyprus, and that track was played all the time. Yeah, it's called Zorba the Greek.
Mm. But I think it's better it goes that way. When you think about escalations that happen at a wedding, right, what other things can happen? I suppose you can end up in a massive argument with the family. That kind of thing. That must happen a lot.
A lot. Joe in Leicester says, forget getting naked at the wedding reception. What happened to your hair? Do you know, he put this yellow stuff on it, then put me under a steamer. I was thinking it was going to go green or something, like, really out there. Just felt really, really nice and, like, really soft. And now loads of hairdressers have been on saying it's like a hair conditioning mask, just a really intense one.
Oh, so you think you do know what the yellow stuff is that he was putting on your head?
I do now, because hairdressers are listening.
Yeah.
So thanks, hairdressers.
You want to be sure.
Yeah, but why would you do that if you didn't know? I just went, yeah, okay.
Scott Mills.
Before we went away, Benny Blanco was on the show. Now, he'd not been to the UK before. Here were some of the ideas you came up with for Benny.
Well, we've got this kebab shop and they do this special kebab where they call it the paprika special, and it's absolutely massive. It looks like a tiny baby.
Benny, I have got a store in Luton for you that will take your music career to the next level.
I'm listening.
I've got a store in Luton that just purely makes banisters and staircases.
I'm still listening.
Hello, it's Amber from Midsummer Norton, and I'm here to tell you that we've got a massive Weatherspoons, and it's so bougie.
It sounds bougie.
I feel
it's
yeah.
It's got two floors.
What? Two floors?
Ah, the two-floor spoons. Remember that?
Yeah. It's one of the more sexy spoons, if you will.
See, this would be my dream. If I wasn't doing the radio, I would go and be a travel agent.
Yeah. Well, we only scratched the surface with Benny Blanco as well, didn't we? There's so many amazing things around the UK.
Katie, how can we help?
Hey, I am coming to the UK for the very first time.
Oh, where are you from then?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
And how do you hear our show?
I have always been obsessed with the United Kingdom. And in high school, I was trying to find some British radio show and I found you guys. And I've been listening ever since.
That's so cool. So you wanted to find something stereotypically British and settled with us.
Yep, pretty much. You guys made the cut.
Oh my gosh, that's so, so good. I've never thought of the show as like a tourist attraction.
It is now.
Oh, it is. It is.
What other British stuff are you into?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Obviously. Oh,
I've got you all over here. So right, you just like peak Britishness. You like the idea of tea. You're a fan of Prince Harry, that sort of thing.
yes.
I'm
very much so.
I feel honoured that we're up there with those British things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are probably bigger celebrities than some actual celebrities for me.
Beef eaters.
The what?
Yeah.
Beef eaters.
That's not, you've gone
not
too
us.
Far. You've gone too far.
Uh-oh.
So sometimes in Chicago, you'll sit down with a cup of tea and listen to Scott and Chris on the radio.
Yes, every morning. You guys are my breakfast show.
Is there anything that we talk about, and there must be a load, that you just don't get? You're like, what's that?
No, most of it I get.
But what about innuendo bingo, right? It's one of the biggest things that we do.
Yeah.
But I thought Americans don't have the right sense of humour to understand it.
It was kind of a wild jump at the beginning, but now I love it. I think I've actually tweeted you guys a couple times that I'm working out and dying.
A wild jump.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think Americans understand their humor isn't quite developed enough, Scott.
Okay, let me test you out on some Inuna Bingo. Let's see if this makes you laugh.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
I don't know who that is, but I like his innuendo.
I don't know who that is.
So, what is he really talking about?
I don't want to go into it right now.
I don't.
Right, so how can we help you? You're coming to the UK, are you?
I'm coming in October, mid-October, so a month.
Well, this is my chance to set up my travel agency, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Famously, if Scott wasn't the Radio 1 DJ, I've always said that he would make a fantastic travel agent. It's like whenever I go on holiday or our friends go on holiday, he gets involved and sort of books it up for us.
Only last night, I was talking to one of my friends and gave them an extensive guide to Amsterdam.
Yeah,
it's just good for you before.
You've done exactly that. You found the accommodation, everywhere that we needed to go. It was all sorted.
So, Katie, if you wait right there, and next I will find out exactly what you want to do on your trip to Great Britain and we'll get you an itinerary sorted.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills. Back in Great Britain, Katie is coming to the UK from Chicago next month. Never been before. Big fan of the show. Needs ideas. So I now officially declare with my scissors the Scott Mills Travel Agency open. So where's it you're looking for, Katie?
Okay, I need to see Harry Potter things. I'm in interior design, so anything architecture related, I would love to see, which is obviously everywhere. Castles.
Yeah.
There's castles.
Loads. We got loads. You haven't got none. We got loads.
Bit of a weird question, maybe, but why have the Americans never bothered with castles? You don't have any, do you?
Oh, we're just too modern, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You never bothered with roundabouts either.
Oh my gosh. Am I going to have to go around a roundabout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
There's so many.
Oh God.
I know.
So what else do you want? Harry Potter stuff, okay. Buildings, obviously we can do, but anyone can do that. what else?
Coffee shops or tea shops?
Yeah, we've got them.
Mm-hmm. Anything, well, my friend that I'm going with, she's really into the whole Bolin conspiracy and history. Of that. So if there's anything related to the history there.
Can I ask, who is Boleyn, by the way?
Anne Boleyn.
Oh, Anne Boleyn,
Henry VIII.
Off of No Head?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Got you.
Off of Wives?
Oh, yeah, off of one of the Wives, yes.
He was one of our famous kings. There's loads of history.
There's a lot. We've got history.
You strike me as someone that would be really into what I'm about to talk about now. And I've never wondered why people would want to do this. But you know those like famous murderers?
Yes.
You go and do a tour, Jack the Ripper tours and things like that. Yeah. And you get to go and find out where it all went down.
Yeah, find the bodies and all that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No?
That's scary.
So let me just break this down, Katie. You want history, you want castles, you want Harry Potter.
All of the above.
Okay. The Scott Mills Travel Agency is open for business, and I'd like your ideas, please, as well. 81199. Anything else that Katie could do while she's here? We'll call you back, Katie, with some ideas.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, so many ideas coming in for Katie. My travel agency is open. I've waited for this all my life. Arundel Castle. She'd love Edinburgh, wouldn't she?
There's loads of people suggesting stuff around Anne Boleyn as well. I love this as well. Someone's texting a certain name of a castle for her because she's an Anne Boleyn fan. I like the idea of an Anne Boleyn fan.
Yeah.
Fan Boleyn. If you will.
Yeah. Framlingham Castle. Famously mentioned in, it's the subject of Castle on the Hill, the Ed Sheeran song.
Of course.
Very British, once again. Thanks for all your suggestions. Casey's going to love these. On Mondays, we do Ask Me Anything just after two. It's people with extraordinary talents or jobs, people that make us all feel a little bit kind of, not insecure, but a little bit inadequate, I would say.
Mm.
So last time we did it, before we went away, We had a professional sausage taster on the show. This guy has had thousands of them in and around his mouth during his whole lifetime.
Yeah, of course. Then we had that cuddle party organiser, the lady that organises cuddle parties. She was fascinating.
Absolutely. Then there was the lady who was a professional competitive eater, shoves it all in her mouth and puts it on Instagram, gets paid.
Yeah. Or the lady that invented Jenga. How mad is that?
Right. We've got another Ask Me Anything. We don't know who it's going to be. We're going to ask the questions in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
I was reading a magazine on a plane yesterday, and they do Ask Me Anything as well.
I think it's been done in a few different ways.
Oh.
But we have a certain type of person involved in ours, I like to think.
Yeah, theirs is boring. It's not,
these people wouldn't get on TED Talks.
I didn't even read it. No, they would not. Theirs is boring. Anyway, we don't know who we're about to be put through to, but I bet they've got a good story or two. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Floris Schatz. That's and I'm a butler in the buff and nude life model.
Oh yes. Come on.
We go. Amazing.
So much
so,
to ask.
Ask me anything.
Yeah, we are going to, Floris.
I guess the obvious question, Scott, where to start with this is how on earth did you get into this job?
I don't think I got into it the typical way. What happened was I was at a bar and I met a lady there. The next morning, she asked me if I needed any work because she knew one of the guys who owned an agency.
And what did she say? How did you get more work?
Well, she just put me forward. Her friend ran a butlering business and I just sort of jumped on, joined in with a promo job, and they put me on my first job after that.
Are you actually a good butler? Can you pour drinks, etc.?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we're put forward as mixologists, but I wouldn't say we're expert cocktail makers. But I can pour Prosecco, and that's essentially all we need to do for drinks.
So the premise of the job, right, as I understand it, because I've never experienced a butler in the buff live, I'm sure lots of people listening have, is that you're there for like hen parties mainly, and you serve a few drinks and then you play a few games. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's about right. I think some guys think it's like a very sexy thing, but it's definitely not about that. It's more just about getting everybody going and breaking the ice.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you did it, and what was it like?
Oh, God, my first job, I was bricking it.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what to do. And you're kind of meant to do a training job with another guy. They can show you the ropes.
Oh, what? Like a student? Like sometimes when you go to the doctors, they're like, do you mind if so-and-so watches
it?
And
exactly.
I'm always like, I do mind, but I don't want to kick up a fuss here.
Yeah. So they got the quiet rookie on the side.
That's incredible. So someone would book a Hindu and be like, who's that guy in the corner? Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's just my assistant there.
He's in training.
Training.
But yeah, they didn't give me that. I just went on my own and I had to give myself one of those internal pep talks in the mirror.
Okay, so talk us through the parties then. This is the exciting bit. So when you turn up, are you generally in there when the hens arrive, or do you have to make an entrance?
So I make a bit of an entrance. So I'll sneak in somewhere and get changed. And then I'll, it depends on how they want to do it. Sometimes they'll have the bride blindfolded and she has to feel her way around the room and guess who's who.
Okay.
Yep.
And then generally the hairy chest gives it away.
Sure.
Although if she does guess a friend, there's a bit of trouble at that point.
Have you done this for stag do's as well?
Yeah, on occasion. Although I think guys, gay or straight, are more to the point and they'll skip straight to stripper.
Okay.
Yeah,
they,
so you mean
they don't faff around with the...
Yep. Okay, so you've gone in, you've made an entrance. Do you put some music on then at that point, or like what's the deal?
I don't myself, but I've probably heard Pony by Ginuwine.
Yeah, yeah, of course
a thousand
you have.
Times by now. Yeah, Magic Mike 2 was a real detriment to the butler industry.
All right, Floris, so you found somewhere to get changed. They've been blindfolded. They feel their way around. They feel a hairy chest and some excellent abs. Then what happens?
Then you generally get a bit of a scream and a giggle. They'll take off their blindfold. And we'll do a reveal. And then I just, I generally do at the start, I'll get the polite photos out the way. So they got a couple for Facebook and for any for the groom to see. You know, it'd be like, this was all very kosher.
Oh, I get you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just standing there, with arm around sort of thing.
Well, then, I mean, depending on the group, there's varying levels of what happens afterwards. There's a few go-to games I have I can get into if you want.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Scott Mills.
Well, I mean, everyone is loving the sound of Floris' voice. The ladies, the lads, some animals. All really enjoying Floris, the B-I-T-B, butler in the buff. Fee in Aberdeen thinks she might be pregnant.
Oh, what, off the voice?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, actually. That could be something we could test out, thinking about it. Because obviously you can't get pregnant just by someone's voice.
Well, I know
you?
That, Chris.
But it would be good to test that. Maybe there is a way.
Right,
maybe
okay.
We just get people on for half an hour, someone like Fee.
Yeah.
And we just get them to talk sexy at them.
Like a science experiment.
Yeah.
And then they do a test and see if they are actually pregnant.
Maybe we just give it a go. Yeah.
Right,
there must be something in it.
Way on this.
You know, the voice is so sexy, it may be pregnant. It would be worth testing, maybe.
Yeah. That's science.
Science.
Okay, so Floris is with us. Hi.
Hello.
So, how many parties do you think that you have paraded your body at?
I did a little calculation the other day, and I'd say probably around 1,000 by now.
Wow.
Okay, so you know what you're doing. You mentioned just before we played a song that you're going to tell us about some of the games that you play.
Yeah.
You know, when the cameras go away.
Well, all right. So, my general starting game is called My Dirty Little Secret, where all the bride's friends and family write down a secret, generally something a bit rude, and then I'll read them out, and then she has to guess which one's which, and I've heard some real shockers.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throughout this, though, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you've effectively joined the hen party, and it feels like at this point it's starting to get a little bit wild,
yeah,
a little bit feral. There's a sort of animalistic instinct coming from, you know, mainly the women around you.
Yeah, I always find where my escape routes can be.
How wild has it got?
It depends if you want to go, like, there's directions of wild. There's just really weird, and then there's the more typical, like, maybe what you expect wild.
I want to be clear about this, Scott.
I really do.
I'm feeling slightly confused.
Well, can we start with weird?
I've got a couple, but there's one that really sticks in my head, but it might be inappropriate for radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sum it up. You know the Willy straws they always have at
clubs? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, those old staples. I've seen someone use one of those, but not for drinking.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's so weird how the, especially hen parties, it might just be how I imagine, I've never been on one, how they can escalate.
Was it in their nose or ear or?
Not those.
Okay.
Orifices.
Got it, yeah. And anything else a bit odd?
One that really stood out. It was me and another guy, and we were told to meet at the crematorium. And obviously that was a bit of a shock. We were wondering what kind of party there'd be. It turns out we were there to carry the casket of a guy who died.
Okay. With shirt off?
Yeah, shirts off, but we did get to wear trousers for this one, luckily, because it's also in October, so it was pretty chilly.
Wow.
With a little bow tie?
Yeah, the little bow tie, the cuffs.
What was going on there? That's amazing.
Oh, God, yeah, we were like, what is going on? How are we at a funeral?
Yeah, but Scott,
what a way to go.
That's what you'd be after, isn't it? That's what I'm imagining at your one. Certainly what I'm planning on organising.
You are now. Right, this has been absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much, Floris, for being on today's Ask Me Anything.
No problem.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Freshers, they're back.
Fresher.
Here they come. Pizza vouchers and free hoodies in hand.
Yeah.
Looking scared. Don't know anyone.
Looking fresh.
We've got one on the line now. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Where are you a fresher, please?
I am in Falmouth, but I'm in University of Exeter.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's all right.
What you've got there is a very picturesque university. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's right by the coast.
Where are you from then?
I'm from South Wales.
Are you enjoying being a fresher? What are you finding the good things and the bad things?
Well, I only moved in yesterday, and then obviously we went out literally straight away.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The drinks are pretty cheap, but it literally, like, everything is definitely, like, knockoff. Like, it tastes like nail varnish remover. It's so bad.
You still drank it?
Yeah, exactly. You have to.
So who did you go out with last night? Was it new flatmates?
No, it wasn't flatmates, actually. It was people on my course, because my flatmates seem to be a bit quiet.
Yeah, but they'll grow into you.
Hopefully.
What does that mean? I sort of know what you mean, but yeah.
They'll grow into you.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Yeah. But you were out with the course mates, so you're bonding with them already. You're doing what I didn't do, because I didn't pay much attention to my course mates. I didn't pay much attention to my course. it was more for me about the flatmates and stuff like that. But it's good you're finding people to bond with already.
Nobody from my school has come down here. It's just me. So, like, you need to make friends straight away.
Yeah. And that you did.
Hopefully.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay. A bit hungover, I'm not going to lie.
Are you actually going to lectures today?
I am. I have a lecture at 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
That's incredible. The first week, I didn't go to any lectures. Well, no,
we've discussed this before.
I thought Freshers Week was a write-off.
You didn't do your course.
Yeah. It's like an introduction kind of thing. So they just like tell you what's on the course and tell you who your teachers are.
Teachers. It's not teachers.
Teachers. Lecturers.
Fair play to you, though, on what, day two, turning up for lectures, really good. You're an A-grade student.
Oh, I wish.
Okay, because you've got a lecture at 3 o'clock, I've got an idea for a bit later on, okay?
Okay.
This is inspired by one of me and Chris's favourite characters from one of our fave TV shows, from a while back now, called Summer Heights High. I think it's still on BBC iPlayer. Mm. And a private schoolgirl called Jemay King. Do you know Jemay?
Yes, I do.
Now, here's the moment when she stood up in the school in front of everybody and did a little lecture of her own.
My name is Jemay, J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E. Weird name, I know, but you'll get used to it. Yes, I come from one of the most expensive private girls' schools in the state, but I'm actually really cool. Please don't be intimidated by me.
So, you know that little clip, don't you, from Jemay from Summer Heights High?
Yeah.
We're going to kind of try and recreate it a little bit in your lecture at 3 p.m. Are you up for that?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Right, I'm calling you back at 3.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, okay.
Scott Mills.
Feels like first day of term for me today, because I've been off.
Yeah, bowled up with a new bag there.
Got a new bag.
Really nice. But also, why do you need such a massive bag? It's like a big sports holdall. I can see there's only a couple of things sort of rattling around the bottom there.
Because I think you're fine, guys. I'm going to the gym quite a lot at the moment. There's at least 2 towels in here.
This, actually.
Why? What?
So I noticed on Instagram when you were posting stuff when you were on holiday, I was like, that's not the truth of it, is it?
I was in the gym.
You do all of your Instagram in case personal trainers watching.
No real.
That's true.
I've got a new notepad and new pencils if anyone needs.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You are.
I've got videos.
No, I'm not doubting you went to the gym, but I'm saying, like, I know that you're not posting your whole holiday on there. No. At least at the weekend. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have posted some of that stuff, but it was all on there.
I think you've got to be selective. I know, well, that's the thing.
From the wedding to Smokey Joe's to everything.
I don't agree with people that put everything on.
I deleted it all the next day, to be fair.
Paddy!
Why, hello, Scott!
Hello! Oh, we've got a live one here.
Hi, Paddy, you all right?
Where are you,
hello,
Paddy?
Chris, how are you, mate?
Good, man.
I'm in Hastings in East Sussex.
Okay, and what's your job?
I am an entertainment manager for a holiday park.
Oh,
Hastings.
This is another job, apart from travel agent, that if the radio didn't work out, which I think it has a bit, I think I could have excelled at being like a holiday entertainer at one of them holiday parks.
You would be perfect for it, Scott.
What you do? What
Why?
Do you,
this... Why do you think, Paddy?
Well, just because obviously radio and DJing, everything else as well. Plus, he's just such a fun guy. No offense to you, Chris, but
he's slightly more red coat than I am, isn't he? It's sort of like he's got that smile when he smiles that there's like sort of glistening in the eyes. Do you know what I mean?
And the tan, yeah.
And the tan, of course.
So I'm guessing you do a bit of everything, really. Singing, a bit of magic, maybe.
Bit of everything, Scott. Bit of everything.
Balloons?
I do the balloons, yes, balloon modelling.
DJing?
DJing, yes, although I am known to have heard a few of the 90s tracks that I like to play in the evening, but yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. And what are you doing next? Singing, magic, what?
Tonight I'm actually doing my vocal set, which would be cool.
All right, and what kind of songs do you do?
Well, I do a bit of everything, a few party songs, although one of my new favourites was Postmodern Jukebox, if you've heard of them. Their version of Stacey's Mum is absolutely cracker.
Yeah, I think, do you know what, the more I speak to you, Paddy, the more I think you and Scott are really similar.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
See?
Shut up.
Oh, what a tune!
Yeah, we have got something in common.
Wow, this is unbelievable, this is. It's like having your brother on or something.
It's like twins. It's like twins.
It's yeah, unbelievable. Exactly. So look, he does it all.
Good morning.
All of that, exactly the same. Yeah, yeah, see?
Are we out? Maybe we are brothers.
Yeah.
This is GRL with Ugly Heart. That's my banger.
You two should hang out a bit more, I think, Paddy. Maybe a bit of a night out in Hastings. We'll go do that. Toilet of the year, of course.
As we just go. Come on down. Hastings. You're more than welcome anytime.
Okay, you can have that. I'm going to offer up mine. I'm not sure you're going to go for it. It's one of my favourite songs ever. But I'm just thinking this might not be a Paddy tune. But this is Kano and The Streets, and the song's called Night Night.
Ah, Streets are amazing. We know this.
Kano and The Streets has never been performed at a holiday park, though, has it?
Not true yet. That, true
oh,
that.
Paddy, I'd love to. Please do it and record it and send it to us.
Okay, see, Chris, I know you love The Streets, and it is an absolute banger. And also, Scott, I mean, you just basically admitted we're brothers from another mother.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because obviously it being quiet at the moment, I need something that's going to really boost my energy. So, before I do this, can I just ask my choice? I'm going to dedicate to all the park stars across Park Holidays UK. Shameless plug.
Just like you. Just like you.
I'm going to give it to GRL. Well done, Scott.
Yes, brother.
Yes, queen.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, Peppa.
Hello.
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 We could do this forever.
I know we could.
Robots are starting to provide education, care, and even affection.
I love you.
As the world transforms, we're asking, will human contact become a luxury?
The Beyond Today podcast. One big question about one big story every day.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Yes! GRL, Ugly Heart on Radio 1. Nostalgia listening to Ugly Heart. It was our house song at uni. Shout out to the 196 girls. They all just graduated, so double nostalgia listening to all the freshers that are on today.
Oh, it is a good song, that one, isn't it?
It's good.
Hmm. I think Bangers was it was a real battle today of a song that is so you and a song that is so me.
Yeah. I don't know who you are, but it says, I needed to hear this today. Just broke up with my boyfriend. Got another message saying, genuinely needed this song today. Got stood up again. This weekend, I am pretty.
Rubbish.
You're pretty. I'm pretty with an ugly heart. GRL on BBC Radio 1. That spoke to a lot of people today.
Scott Mills.
So Lauren arrived yesterday at Exeter Uni. She's brand new. She's a fresher. And she asked for our help in making new mates, new friends. So we said we'd call her back earlier in the show. We said we'd call her back around now when she's walking into her first lecture. Hiya.
Hi.
Do you know what the time is?
Oh, God.
Okay, so Chris has written something for you. Well, we've done it together to kind of introduce yourself, if you will, to the rest of the class.
And it's inspired by one of our favourite characters from one of our favourite shows, Summer High Tie.
Jemay.
Her name is Jemay. And she likes to make an impression when she meets new people.
My name is Jemay. J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E.
You know Jemay, right?
Yeah.
You've seen that show. Okay. All right, so you outside?
Yeah, I'm like really close to like outside my lecture. Like, I'm outside where everyone's waiting.
What is the lecture?
It's just like a welcome introduction.
Yeah, okay. These are the lectures that you sort of go to at the start of freshers, but they're not important ones. They're not like the real deal at all.
We're not interrupting anything important here, are we?
No, I don't think so. I'd like to think not.
So what I wanted to do is walk in, open the door, walk in, repeat after Chris, and then immediately leave, okay?
Okay.
You will want to leave immediately anyway.
Yes, I will.
Okay. And you don't even know what you've got to say yet.
No, I can see the people through the door.
All right, let me know when you're walking in.
Okay. Okay, I'm walking in now.
And now simply repeat after Chris, but extremely loud.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
My name is Lauren with an L and I'm a fresher.
My name is Lauren with an L and I'm a fresher.
I'm really cool, but don't let that put you off.
I'm really cool, but don't let that put you off.
Don't be intimidated by my beauty.
Don't be intimidated by my beauty.
If you see me around campus, please come and talk to me.
If you see me around campus, please come and talk to me.
Go, run, 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 get out. Hi. Well done. There we are, that's your initiation. Awful. It was awful, but you were great.
Oh, God. Thank you.
That's a way to be remembered.
You're not just blending into the crowd now. Everyone's going to know who you are.
Yes, they definitely are.
Don't forget, people at the University of Exeter, if you're in Falmouth, go and say hi to Lauren. She is not intimidating.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, we had a butler in the buff on the phone, and Fee from Aberdeen messaged me. What did you say on your message?
I said, I think you maybe got me pregnant by his voice.
Yeah.
I hear that phrase quite a lot, so it led to quite an interesting theory that we should maybe explore in that, can you actually get pregnant by someone's voice?
This was the voice that did it.
Hi, I'm Floris Schatz, and I'm a butler in the buff and nude life model.
Quite enjoying that, weren't you, Fee?
Very much.
Just something about that voice that was really getting you. Can we just test out a couple more on you, see... I don't know what the effect is.
Is that all right?
For sure.
Okay, here's Bryan Cranston read out the lyrics of Little Mix.
Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break, and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex. Hey, look at me now. Well, I'm all the way up. I swear you'll never bring me down.
Pregnant or not?
Definitely not.
No?
That's a question. No, oh, that doesn't do it for you. Oh.
All right.
Definitely not. That terrified me slightly.
All right, let me try Liam Neeson in any one of his films where he plays the same character.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Anything?
No.
No, it's just the butler in the buff that did it, wasn't it?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah, I worry the two examples that we had there, they weren't sort of broad enough to give you a full spectrum.
No, maybe more slightly terrifying than, like, sexy.
All right, made the wrong choices there, I think.
But anyway, maybe we give this another go, if you're up for it. We can try a few voices. Maybe we get a few listeners on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fee, I know you'd be up for that, wouldn't you?
For sure.
Okay, let's get some live pregnancy testing on air and see if it actually is possible to get preggo with somebody's voice.
One, Scott Mills.
If, like Katie, you just heard on this podcast and you are coming to Great Britain from abroad and you'd like me to plan some stuff to do while you're here, welcome to the Scott Mills Travel Agency. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll do an itinerary just for you. Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1, or get this podcast from the lovely BBC Sounds app.